This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9:11, up 1/2 on the open. May 9:14, up 1. July 8:09, up 3. September 8:11, up 2 on the open. December corn opened at 4:07.5, up 1 on the open. March 4:25, up 1. May 4:34.75, up 1/4. July 4:41, unchanged. September 4:42.5, up 1.25. December 4:43.5, up 1.25. March 4:47.5, up 1/4. May 4:51.5, up 1.5 on the open. January soybeans opened at 11:33, down 2.5 on the open. March 11:53, down 1.5. May 11:60.5, down 5. July 11:62, down 4.5. August 11:46, up 3. November 10:54, down 2.5. January 10:60, up 2 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 3:15:30, up 30 on the open. January 3:17:50, down 70. December soybean oil opened at 45:55, down 3 on the open. January 45:80, down 12. CME Group Livestock. Live cattle for December open at 94.10, down 20 on the open. February, 97.25 unchanged. April, 98.65 up 12.5. June, 94.10 unchanged on the open. January feeders open at 105.90, down 7.5 on the open. March, 107.85 unchanged. April, 110 down 15. May, 111.10 down 7.5 on the open. December lean hogs open at 55.25 up 5 on the open. February, 62.80 down 22.5. April, 67.40 down 32.5. May, 73.50 down 10 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91.60 down 20 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, where I imagine it is a little bit gray there today.
Yeah, we had a lot of moisture, and it's at least we didn't have a slow ride to work this morning. The roads were in great shape.
Kind of missed us in terms of potential for ice, a little bit of snow potentially, though, later tonight into tomorrow. Want to go ahead and grab these markets and just throw it open to you, Paul, in a general way and ask you, now that the Fed meeting is behind us, now that the December USDA reports are behind us, where will the market go between now and the January reports?
Yeah. Well, there was yesterday afternoon, of course, the Fed cut the discount rate 0.25 point, and then this morning they announced this monumental deal where, you know, troubled financial institutions can go to the Fed and, get, you know, enormous amounts of credit. And, of course, it was an announcement by several central banks in the world. They do have to be credit worthy, and it did create, instead of a 300-point drop late in the trading session on disappointment about the Fed, what the Fed was doing. At one time this morning, it was up, I think, over 240 points. At the present time, it's up over 126 points. The basic situation here is it does give liquidity to the major players in the subprime financial debacle, and it does give the major players a window to go to, but they have to be credit worthy, or basically, you know, they're going to have to sell out or do other major factors that probably aren't pleasant. Also, yesterday with the USDA report, it indicated, you know, that the soybean oil usage, because of the uneconomic nature of using soybean oil and soy diesel, it showed that the demand had slowed some. And then also the other thing that was interesting is with the 2 million bushels more for seed, it creates basically a half to a million more acres of planted wheat. Without a doubt, the supply-demand numbers of corn, soybeans, and wheat were friendly, but it does encourage two things with the wheat. With the wonderful, generous rainfall we saw in the western wheat areas in the Midwest, it does create the potential for a bin-buster crop, at least up as of December the 12th, if with normal weather on out, because we did get the big bonus of rain out there. And then also the market is watching some dryness in Argentina and Brazil, but two of the private weather people we have the most confidence in does give the window and at least the carrot out there that there could be some rain there this weekend, and both in Argentina and also Rio Grande do Sul. The marketplace is extremely nervous and is basically looking at a dollar 80 or 90 higher crude oil price, and that plus these Goldman Sachs forecasts of wide price ranges in the commodity market is somewhat supportive today on this early trade.
Based on everything you've just said, it seems to me you're telling me, Paul, that a period of consolidation is in order pretty much across the grain pits.
Well, it is. And, of course, we are getting a lot of people asking about this runaway market potential. And we are getting at least the comments of maybe with high input costs there might be more beans planted here in the U.S. We do think that there's nothing in the world that's discouraging production. In other words, we do think South America is going to increase starting now into the next two or three years. They'll put enormous amount of acreage into production. The market's also being influenced by the energy bill and also the farm bill. And basically, the marketplace is still waiting for those energy bills and also the farm bill to be enacted, but Congress seems to have trouble putting all of the papers together for at least a passage or a non-veto from the president. So these are major market factors, and the market is extremely strong, Dave, and I'd say the bull is basically still in charge today, and consolidation is in order, but it's something that we might even have to wait for into early next year.
Maybe all the way into February, I suppose.
The historic February break, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, then what should producers be doing with these prices? These seem to be some remarkable prices to take advantage of,
well,
at least on a starting basis.
You know, when we do have the meetings and we do talk to people, you know, there is still a major group out there that continue to you know, look at acreage as planting 50% corn and 50% beans. And probably the group that's making a change is about 25% of the group. But we do get the feeling that there's probably some acreage reduction in corn acres next year. And the main factor is they want to plant beans. And we do note that. We do continue to note that there's a very large group of people that still put on a lot of anhydrous and going to plant a lot of corn next year. What should you do? Well, a lot of people are locking in these prices at these higher levels here and locking in the margins, and I think that that, to me, is one of the big trends we are seeing in agriculture, where people are basically forcing themselves, you know, to bought their inputs and then locking in the margins when they're good. And it does take a special person to do all those things, and we are seeing that being done, and it seems like they're locking in better margins than they did last year at some of the earlier price levels that farmers pushed themselves into marketing.
I would think you wouldn't want to do too much in soybeans until at least you would see prices maybe invade the 10-day moving average to the downside in terms of locking in.
Yeah, you know, one thing that that we have to really look at on the soybean situation is that the demand seems to be good worldwide, and we do need to encourage soybean production. The major factor with the soybeans is that we do have to encourage bean acreage up and considerably in order to get everything in place, and as you say, the best fertilizer for that is higher prices.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Current tick for you in Kansas City. We have July wheat now trading at 833 down 1. At the Board of Trade, we have December wheat, CME Group, 901.5, up 7.5. July at 812, up 6. December corn, 410.25, up 3.75. Harvest next year at 444.75, up 2.5. January beans at 1141.5, up 6. The Novies at 1059, up 2.5. December soybean meal at 317, up $2. December soybean oil at 45.55, down 3. At Keyser tells us across the two states today, expect it to be mostly cloudy with highs ranging from 25 to 47. Tonight, cloudy with precipitation arriving. The precipitation should be a mix of rain and snow near I-70 with all rain to the south and snow to the north. Snowfall of 1 to 3 inches is possible from east central Illinois into northern Indiana overnight, and lows ranging from 15 degrees in northwestern Illinois to 40 degrees in the far south. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications from the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILOAG.org.